This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
We need to take a quick moment and thank our first responders yesterday, and also just people who were downright extra neighborly. We had a horrific storm move through the area yesterday, and while damage locally was not insignificant, thank God in heaven we got through it with no loss of life. That is not the case in other parts of the Southeast, and we've had a death toll of more than 20. I think 23 was the last I heard, but there's so much rubble and so much wreckage they have to get through. They're not sure whether they're going to find more bodies or not. Had a member of my family, my first cousin Lee, who lives in West Georgia. Her house was hit with a tornado, and thank God in heaven it didn't do any physical damage to the family. Tore the hell out of their house, though. And I think she said something, they live on a big spread, lots of trees, and she said that there was a swath of damage that was about 30 acres long, right in the middle of this big, huge patch of forest that's right behind their house. So they'll be cleaning that up for quite some time. But like I said, thank God in heaven nobody was injured. She showed, put a couple of pictures up on Facebook yesterday, and her son, the door to her son's bedroom had been closed, and whatever hit literally tore it through its frame and sent it shooting into the attic crawl space area like a missile. I mean, can you imagine if somebody had been standing on the other side of that or sitting on the other side of that, the damage that would have done to them? It's a miracle that we didn't have more people killed. It's awful. And those of you locally who sustained damage, I've had great stories all day long and most of last night, too, on the incredible show of neighborly love and affection that we had, support. People coming out with chainsaws and pickup trucks, and while most definitely they had to call professionals in for a lot of it, there was not a lack of neighborly assistance going on yesterday, and I really appreciate hearing that. It makes you feel good about your fellow man. We hear so many bad things about our fellow man. Those that got out yesterday and helped their neighbors, God bless them. All right, we're going to continue, unfortunately, to see the aftermath and the repair. Well, I say aftermath. It takes a long time. I just came through a section of traffic where they had everything slowed down because they were trying to repair power lines. And, it's just one of those things going to take a little bit of time. So be patient out there and drive carefully. One other thing I want to mention. Were you watching a basketball game yesterday? I know that's your busy time.
Which one?
Was it Georgia Carolina that was playing yesterday?
No.
Whoever it was on CBS. Who was it? Hold on. It was. And the reason I say this, there's a piece of audio, I have to find it in a minute, of some Yahoo calling Channel 12, fussing about them preempting the basketball game coverage. Folks, I've never heard. I've had a cell phone in my possession for, God, 20. I mean, how many years? 1997 is when I got my own cell phone. So. That 22 years?
Yep.
Okay. I never heard it do what it did last night. We have not had a tornado touchdown that activated the warning, at least for me. Have you ever had your phone go off with a tornado warning?
No.
It's an ear-piercing. It sounds like the emergency broadcast system, but it's on your cell phone. And the instant that happened, I immediately went outside and looked around and said, okay, is it on top of us? Just as we were about to cut the TV on, the broadcast TV on stations that we could get a weather forecast on, the cable went out. So I switched over to satellite. Our power had not yet gone out. And I could see, where the tornadic activity was, which was over in Edgefield County at the time. And we were, again, watching that coverage when our power went out. Our power went out for like 10 minutes. We were very lucky where we were. Did you lose power at your house?
I was here.
Oh, you were here. Yeah. Did the generator cut on? Or?
Yeah, I mean, there were some like flicks here. But it stayed on.
So anyway, it could have been a lot worse, like I said. But it's amazing to me that you have people that are watching the television coverage and see that there are active tornadoes in the area. And they're bitching about their basketball game. Nobody loves Steeler football more than I do. I would understand if they cut in on a Steeler game for tornado coverage. I understand that. And there is a time and a place for passive coverage of these things. For instance, a little window in the corner of the screen But because we actually had real live tornadoes touching down in Edgefield County, and understand how these storms move. When you've got a tornado warning in effect for, you know, multiple counties, while they are tracking that one, the conditions exist. They can pop up literally anywhere within that, you know, area. And I got family. I got people I know and love in Edgefield County. Family. And you know, I wanted to know what the hell was going on. I also wanted to know if it was time in Columbia County where I live to get in the middle bathroom in the house, Bo's bathroom, and be comforted with Aquaman stickers all over the walls protecting us. It's one of these things that people don't realize how important it is. It's scary to me. I understand being frustrated with it. I understand being angry about it. And by the way, one of the things the guy said was yesterday as he was fussing at Channel 12, the other local stations aren't breaking away from their coverage to do this. There's no reason for you to. I wanted to reach through the phone and pop that idiot in the mouth. He ought to be asking the news directors of those various TV stations why there wasn't coverage, because if you ask me, Channel 12 was the only station that did what they needed to do. The other ones, I mean, maybe they did later on, but if he was saying, I'm going to take him at his word, because I wasn't flipping around. I had it on Channel 12, and I left it there.
I know the other stations did eventually. During the 3 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's, again, and you wonder if there were people that were griping to them about whatever it was they were preempted out of. I know there was golf coverage going on one station.
Yeah, the golf
and
that
was
basketball
it, was
game.
Was it the Atlanta football game yesterday, too?
No, that was a night.
Oh, it was a night
that
game.
That was an 8 o'clock
okay.
game.
Right, so I don't know. All right.
It might have been NASCAR on Fox.
Yeah, it seems like there was a race yesterday.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyhow, that's where we sit with that. I can't imagine the short-sightedness of some people. Health and human welfare is more important than a basketball game. Again, I'm a Steeler fan. I would have understood it. If I can understand it, you need to get the hell over yourself, period. Just got a note here, and many thanks. You got some great folks chiming in on the comment line. The Lee County, it's a rhyme, Lee County Flea Market sign that the caller was mentioning a minute ago. Text message. This is crazy. Evidence that the Lee County Flea Market billboard along U.S. Highway 280 traveled 20 miles. It was torn off north of Smith Station, Alabama, landed 20 miles to the northeast in Hamilton, Georgia. That is nuts, and it's about right. It's the Mother Nature, man, I'm telling you. It's crazy. All right, 706-863-5800, the number. Austin, NASCAR race on Fox 54. I went to my Fox app on the phone and watched it. Well, that's, again, in this day and age. Let me tell you, though, it's funny. We were only out of power about 10 minutes at my house. And what was I watching yesterday? I was watching, I'm talking about depressing. Paddleton. It's a movie that Ray Romano made with, what's the guy's name? Is it Mark Malpass? I forget. Anyway, it's an actor whose name that I've heard, but I didn't know.
Mark Duplass.
Duplass. Thank you. Not Malpass. Duplass. It's about a guy that's terminally ill, and he's kind of a loner. Really, the only person that's close to him in his life is his best friend, who's his neighbor. And they go through this terminal illness diagnosis and aftermath together. Very depressing. Anyway, as I'm watching it, the power goes out. Well, I, you know, immediately get out the old cell phone and start watching on the Netflix app with data, which drives my wife crazy because she doesn't have all-you-can-eat data on her phone. Great. Anyway, but bottom line, I was prepared to do that for a while. Literally everything in our house shut down because, obviously, the internet router is, you know, connected to the electricity. Now, we were 10 minutes in. And I had already, on my cell phone, figured out what the parameters of the storm system were and exactly, you know, the fact that we in Columbia County at the time weren't under any active threat. I was about to go get the radios cranked up when all of a sudden the power popped back on. But if you don't have battery-operated backups in your house, shame on you. That it's stupid. I understand we all are dependent on computers. We're all, and my cell phone, by the way, I've got a battery backup for it. Obviously, the charge that it carries around with it all the time. But I have several external batteries that I try and keep charged all the time that would give my phone another day and a half of life if need be. And that people don't have things like that in their house ready to go. It's troubling to me. We should have gotten, everybody in the CSRA should have learned the hard way for the ice storm that we had, what was it, 5 years ago now, 4 years ago? Just exactly how devastating it can be to be without power. And I was shocked at the number of people that did not have inside radios. They had to go out to their car to hear radio broadcast. Now, if you don't listen to the radio inside your house because you're listening to your online music or whatever, okay, that's fine. I understand. And by the way, when I say inside radio, I'm talking about battery-operated inside radio. But you've got to have battery backup for these things. You've got to. Just go ahead. It's funny. We had one of our longtime employees, and I meant to say something Friday, and unfortunately didn't. But one of our longtime employees and a very dear lady, Phyllis Connor, retired last week. Friday was her last day. And she was getting all these wonderful little gifts from our coworkers. Everybody chipped in and gave her a gift card, which was great. I participated in that a little bit, but I wanted to do something a little more, not substantial, something a little more memorable. And I actually thought about it. I thought, well, you know, I love the idea of flowers and ladybugs, thought about all that. I said, but you know something? I want something that fits the radio business. You know what I did? Went out and bought her a portable radio.
There you go.
That she did not have. She said, you know, it's funny. I do not have a portable radio. And I said, well, and I put a little inscription on it, you know, from all of us at BBGI. And she really appreciated it. Well, who knows? She might have could have used it Friday,
handy quicker
Sunday,
than
yeah.
you thought, yeah.
Sunday afternoon. But I am shocked at the number of people that do not have battery-operated radios in their house. That's crazy. Make a purchase. Be prepared. You never know when that opportunity is going to arise. And I understand that there are people that, you know, live off their cell phones, and you can get the radio station on your cell phone, for Pete's sake, but it's going to burn through your cell phone battery pretty quick. That's number one. And number two, what if the cell towers are down in your area? Radio broadcasting, while it's old-fashioned, talking about terrestrial radio, is still very dependable. And just no one understand that if the real trouble hits, you're going to need to have a lot more options than what the power being on in your house will give you. You can stay about as well informed and about as well notified while your power is on as you could possibly be in your home these days with computer alerts and the way that the cable systems send out emergency broadcast alerts and things of this nature. But if there ain't no current going to your house, you're screwed. Always have battery backup. All right, 706-863-5800 is the number. And that reminds me, I'm sitting here running my mouth. I haven't had this conversation with my daughter. I hope that she's smart enough to have something like that. Yes, sir.
Can I change the subject completely?
Please, what you got?
There's kind of a cool story today that folks around here will end up, a lot of them will end up being impacted by. Did you know Mercedes-Benz Stadium is going cashless?
I saw that. But, you know, it's funny. I have been urging that for everybody for a long time to do away with drug money and tax cheats and all this kind of stuff. But mm-hmm. It's funny. They're kind of leading.
Been listening then, I guess.
Yeah. They're leading the way. And by the way, this isn't just in Atlanta. This is in New Orleans too, as well.
Is it really? Okay. Yeah. This story says is just centered in on about Mercedes-Benz. But
well, they've got a Mercedes-Benz in New Orleens, don't they?
Yeah, the Superdome. Yeah.
I think it's the same company.
Okay. Well, maybe it's the start of a trend, I would think.
So that means, by the way, not just for ticket purchases, but for anything that you buy at the stadium, from souvenirs to concessions.
Apparel, stuff like that.
Wow.
Now, this story says that you can bring your cash to the stadium and buy a card, a debit card. They'll take cash for the card, but the card has to be used if you go to the concession stand or wherever.
I wonder if that's a straight-out ATM purchase or if they're actually having human beings do that. It'd be interesting.
Can't tell from this. I just thought that was an interesting
I had a general manager over at Comcast when I started doing my TV show there, and we were having lunch one time, and he asked me, he said, if I could change anything about my business, what would I change? And I told him, I said, okay, I'm going to put it to you now. If you could change anything about your business, what would you say? He said, I would completely do away with anyone paying cash or check for their cable bill. And I said, really? That's the number one problem you had? He said, it is a nightmare. Bad checks are a nightmare, and keeping up with cash is a nightmare.
Yeah.
And I can understand why. I mean, you know, there's an awful lot of theft that goes on. It's very, very expensive to maintain the security around cash. And he said, and this was 20 years ago, he said debit cards and credit cards are the way to go for paying those kind of bills.
Well, to help the process along, they're cutting the price of a hot dog from $2 to $1.50.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it says they're going to maintain, you know, the Falcons have this, I guess they call it fan-friendly
food. Prices at the Falcon Stadium.
So that's going to be in effect or is in effect for the soccer games. And AP says that fan-friendly prices on some items will be reduced by 50 cents.
I was told, and I don't know if there's any way to track this, that the Chick-fil-A concession at that stadium sells more sandwiches per employee than any other Chick-fil-A anywhere in the country.
Wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't be surprised.
I'd love to know what the numbers are, but they said that they judge it by per employee on duty. That's the busiest one. The lottery winner has stepped forward. $1.5 billion.
Really?
According to lottery officials, the winner has finally stepped forward to claim the largest jackpot payout to a single winner in U.S. history. The winning numbers were drawn October 23rd, 2018. The winner is opting to stay anonymous. And by the way, they're taking the one-time payout, $877,784,124.
Yeah, the State Department of Revenue over there is breathing a big sigh of relief.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, that's before taxes, because I think you end up with a third of the total prize. I think they're going to end up after taxes getting about $500 million, if memory serves.
Well, South Carolina, I believe, they were estimating $61 million that they would be their take in state taxes out of that.
That's
and
crazy.
They were sweating it because whoever this person is, took their time.
Yeah, what took them so long?
I thought, God only knows, and by the way, where would you hide such a thing? Can you imagine there is not a single murderer anywhere in the world that would not come after you, and probably a hell of a lot of people that ordinarily wouldn't be murderers. where would you hide? And who would you tell, if anybody?
I don't know.
Golly gee whiz. So, Gail.
Maybe they spent all this time setting up their security network.
Yeah. Gail, what would you do with that kind of money? I know charitable giving, all that. What's the one thing that you would splurge on just for you and your family, just for fun, pure fun?
There's tons and tons of places in this country alone, let alone the world,
travel
that I'd like to see.
Sure. But as far as something tangible thing that you could hold in your hand, or that you could say, we're doing this particular thing. Like, for instance, I picture you in a luxury box at Sanford State.
No, you can always get tickets to a Georgia football game. Luxury box, I don't know. Those luxury boxes, I guess they're nice, but I don't know that it's worth,
if you got $500 million, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's not a bucket list type thing.
You don't have a special car that you would like to have? Or?
No, not really. No. I mean, cars are nice, but utilitarian.
I would have two primary homes, one on the top of a mountain in Georgia and the other on the shore.
Yeah.
And those would be my primary residences. I don't think I would have my own places in foreign countries, simply because by the time you spend, a couple of million, how many days could you stay there for $1,000 a day or whatever? And you would have to worry about it. So that's how
I'd figure something out. I'd come up with something. You give me that much money, I'd figure something out to do with it. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have to think about that.
God bless those whoever it is.
Now Gail has homework.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Road Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Road Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.